هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینا.
March is Epilepsy Awareness Month in Australia, and the 26th of March is a global initiative dedicated to raising epilepsy awareness. Carol Ireland became CEO of Epilepsy Action Australia in March 2006. She has an extensive background spanning 35 years in the not-for-profit human services sector and has held a variety of executive positions. To tell us more about Epilepsy Action Australia and epilepsy awareness, Carol Ireland is with us on the telephone. Welcome to SBS Kurdish, Carol.
Thanks very much. It's really nice to be talking to you.
Could you kindly tell us about Epilepsy Action Australia and why is it so important to have such a day?
Sure. Look, epilepsy is one of those conditions that everybody knows exists. But it's a very complex condition and not everyone understands it fully. So there's still a lot of stigma and myth around epilepsy, what it is, what it isn't. So if I could just start with that very quickly, it's a disruption to the neurological impulses in our brain. If you can think of it as all the electricity going around in those neurons in our brain and we're all functioning all the time and there's disruption to it. So it's a very physical thing and somebody will then have a seizure when that disruption happens. Now, many kinds of seizures, there's over 40 different kinds of syndromes and seizure types. So it's not all what people think of as the convulsive seizure that somebody falls to the ground. There are many other types of seizures as well. So around 250,000 people in Australia are diagnosed with epilepsy right now. It's not a small thing. It's a very common neurological condition. And this one day a year, I mean, we're raising epilepsy awareness all year, but this one day a year, we really try and put a focus on it. And, you know, sort of ask everybody to join in.
And Carol, I noticed that it's called Purple Day. Why this name?
Yeah, look, it's a funny thing. There's been a connection between epilepsy and lavender for years and years and years. You know, lavender, purple, of course, are part of the same spectrum. But then in 2008, a young girl who at the time was only 8 years old, and she lived in Canada, Nova Scotia, a young lady called Cassidy Megan. And she actually started it as a local, you know, grassroots thing in her community. You know, and she sort of said to everybody, let's wear purple, let's raise some money on Purple Day, and let's let everyone know, you know, that you're not alone if you have epilepsy. And from that one little local thing in Nova Scotia, it's grown over the years to now it's an International Day of Epilepsy Awareness.
Carol, who does it affect? I mean, is there a certain age or could it affect anyone?
Yeah, we say that in terms of age, background, you know, cultural background and so on, epilepsy doesn't discriminate. In other words, anyone could be diagnosed with epilepsy at any stage in life. If you were to chart it and look at its prevalence, it's certainly more common in younger children and the elderly. So, you know, that's the way the curve would look, highest on the young and the elderly. But, you know, if you think about the causes of epilepsy, it explains a little bit why anyone could be diagnosed. You know, one of those causes is accidents. You know, so if you bump your head, if you're in a car accident and you bump your head or you're in a sporting event and you bump your head there, anything that would injure your head and your brain, therefore, could cause epilepsy. And of course, that can happen at absolutely any point in life. There are other causes. So, you know, there are genetic causes. So sometimes you'll see epilepsy will literally run in families. And for those genetic forms of epilepsy, you know, it's often diagnosed when children are younger. And then it's also associated with other conditions like stroke, for instance. If someone has a stroke, and this is often later in life, then they're likely to also develop epilepsy. So it's accidents, genetic causes, and what we call as comorbidities occurring with other conditions. They're some of the causes.
Now, is it treatable?
Yes. Look, it is. Just to put this in perspective, 60 to 70% of people with epilepsy will actually get good seizure control with medication. it might not be the very first medication that's prescribed, and there's a trial and error process between, you know, the patient and the doctor in working out which combination of medications or which single medication is going to reduce the severity and the frequency of their seizures. So it's not that they're cured, but the seizures are controlled to a large extent by medication. There's then some more invasive things. You know, there for some people, a surgery is the answer. And literally the surgeon will remove the part of the brain that's affected, that's injured. But of course that depends upon which part of the brain is injured and how safe the surgery is. And there's some new things too. I mean, deep brain stimulation is something that's really being looked at the moment. There's something that's a little bit like a pacemaker that's called a vagal nerve stimulator that can be implanted. And there's also diet, ketogenic diet in particular. And new treatments being looked at all the time, like medicinal cannabis, is very much being researched at the moment. So, you know, there's hope for that 30% that at the moment don't get a lot of relief or any relief from medication. There's new treatments all the time.
Has or did COVID-19 have an impact on people with epilepsy?
Yeah, the answer to that is yes and no.
Yes and no?
So the no is going to be that, you know, if people have epilepsy, their seizures didn't start or stop because of COVID. They continue to have the medical condition. They continue to have the challenges. And that was hard for us because it was harder for us to deliver services and harder for us to raise the funds. But when I say yes, what we noticed was the nature of the inquiries we were getting changed somewhat. And I'd have to say we had more inquiries for people who were seeking support because of anxiety and depression. You know, it like for other people, I suppose, you know, that COVID environment, and certainly those people that were in lockdown, it made their isolation worse. It made their anxiety worse. And of course, something like anxiety can be a trigger for seizures. So definitely we saw a difference in terms of the things that people were talking about during COVID.
Now, finally, is there anything special happening today, the 26th of March?
Yeah, look, there's lots of special things happening and across the whole of March, let me say, individuals are doing their own thing. We have our supporters who are doing purple cupcake sales and you know, purple hair days and all sorts of things across March at the community level. But this year, for the very first time, we're actually turning the Opera House, the Sydney Opera House, purple. And that has never happened before, so we're pretty excited that we've got the sales turning purple.
So today the sales will turn purple?
They absolutely will. Now, you won't obviously see that till tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
When it gets dark, the Opera House will be glowing purple. And we'll also be, a small group of us are actually overlooking the Opera House tonight at the Museum of Contemporary Art, and we'll have cameras on it. And we'll actually be showing that live to anyone that wants to go online. If I could give my website, it's epilepsy.org.au, and it's really easy to just register and get a link and just go online. No charge, no commitments of any kind. If you want to watch it and see some of our special guests and celebrities online tonight.
Carol Ireland, CEO of Epilepsy Action Australia, thank you for your time and thank you for sharing your thoughts with us on SBS Kurdish.
My pleasure, and thank you for helping raise epilepsy awareness.
Like baka, para baka, tebniya khabnifsina. SBS Kurdi lsar Facebook bshobina.